News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department the Tuesday before the July 4th weekend, and some reminders to share with listeners.
Yes, first off, you know, with the 4th of July holiday coming up, that means fireworks. Also, unfortunately, it means celebratory gunfire in some areas. And we need to remind people that both are illegal in the city limits. It is a city ordinance that you can't have fireworks in the city limits. You can't possess them or ignite them. Now, unless you're transporting them from one area to another, they cannot be an opened package in the city limits. And then also, for those who like to do the celebratory gunfire, remember what goes up must come down. And there's been multiple times when we've had the that bullet come down into someone's house. I think last year we had one that barely missed someone's bed. And so, you know, just remember that. It's very dangerous, and it's also criminal, and it can also lead to even higher charges if damage to property occurs or if you hurt someone.
And with the holiday weekend, even probably a bigger increase in water-related activities, and some reminders there.
Yeah, this is a good time to go out to the lake or hang out, you know, have a 4th of July celebration at the pool. And we want to remind everybody that, you know, that some tips for when they do go out. One, never leave the children unattended, regardless of whether they can swim or not. You never know when something can happen. If you're swimming at the lake, know your limitations. If you're not a good swimmer, stay close to shore. Swim in those designated swim areas, because the purpose of those swim areas is that they know the elevation underneath, and they also keep the boaters out of that area. So if you're in an area that's not marked off for swimmers, then you could be subject to being run over by a boat, and we don't want that to happen. Don't mix alcohol at the pool or at the lake. It results in bad ideas and bad reaction times if someone is in trouble. Also, if children need to wear that life vest or floaties because they cannot swim, or you know, please do so. I can't stress enough that, you know, drowning is one of the leading causes in death for children.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, staying on the kids theme, this is also the time of year where I'm guessing there are more calls for you all to check out about children being home alone.
Yes, we just want to remind people that, you know, with the summer, school's out, we know that kids are staying at home, and you need to be cognizant of what your children are aware of or what their limitations are. So there's no magic age for when a child can be left alone at home, but we have to be able to articulate, or they have to be able to articulate, what to do in an emergency. If a crisis was to occur, they need to know the steps. They need to know how to call 911. They need to know what to do if someone's breaking in or if there's a fire in the house. You know, talk to your kids about locking all the doors and windows and give them strict rules on what they can and cannot do. You know, okay, you can go to the park or you can't go to the park. You know, and that's the things that you have to line out. Check with them regularly and make sure that they have phone numbers in different rooms so they know how to get hold of somebody.
Also being able to distinguish a difference between people that they know and strangers.
Definitely. And it's just, you know, teach them that if someone knocks at the door, not necessarily to ignore it, because that's what a lot of burglars like to do, is they'll knock on the door, and if no one answers, they assume no one's home, and then they might break in. So your child's now inside. Teach them to go to, you know, don't open the door, but go to the door and ask who it is, what they want. Don't say that my parents aren't there. Come up with some excuse. You know, work out an excuse with them, whether it's you're in the shower, whether it's you're on the phone, you can't come to the, you know, can't come to the door, and then tell the children to call an adult immediately to let them know someone's knocking on the door.
And our locations for increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 800 block of North Rosemary, which is 30 miles per hour at Texas Avenue, and the 4100 block of Green Valley, which is 30 miles per hour near Meadowbrook.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.